Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf, Sanhedrin daf 100, feels like yesterday when we started. So today's daf is Sanhedrin daf 100, and we are somewhere in the middle of the Amid on the Tzadik Tes Amid base. So we're going through the first Mishnah of Berek Chelek. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelek Loilam Abba. Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelek Loilam Abba. Ho'emer Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. We spoke a lot about that. Ve'ein Torah Min HaShomayim. So the Gemara got involved in the idea of Dvar Hashem Baza, someone that's able to learn Torah and doesn't learn Torah, different pshatim that have been quoted in Musa Shmuz and in yeshivas for the last millennia, but either way, just a little bit more about the idea of Torah min HaShemayim, and then we're going to go into the next person that doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba, and that is the Apikoros. Zok the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Alexandri, Kol Oisik b'Torah L'Shma, somebody learns Torah L'Shma, Meisim Shalom, B'Pamalyo Shel Mala, U'B'Pamalyo Shel Mata. So there's different pshat on what that means. The Maral says that what it means is he is converging the Pamalya Shalmala and the Pamalya Shalmata. Because Torah is a Dava Ruchni, a Raisa of Yisrael, the Kutcha Berichu Chat. But at the same time, a person, when he's in this world learning Torah, he himself is taking this Dava Ruchni and he's bringing it down into the Olam HaGashmi. So what he's doing is he's taking two worlds that technically shouldn't be able to coexist. He's Mesim Shalom bePamalya Shalmala uBePamalya Shalmata Shenemar. Had Rabbi Alexandri know that because the pasuk says Oyachaseg bMauzi Yase Shalom Li Shalom Yase Li. Rashi says it says Shalom twice. Echad leMala veEchad leMata. Rav says Kilo Bano Paltun Shalmala veShalmata. Somebody learns Torah L'Shma. It's as if he built a palace in Shemayim and a palace on this world. Shenemar vAsim Dvarai beFicha uVetzel Yodi Kisi Sicha Lintoya Shemayim. So when somebody is asim dvar b'picha, when somebody learns Torah, he's building. He's ki'ilu bana paltrin shalmala v'shalmata. Al tikri banoyach ela boynoyach. Rabbi Yechon, it says, af megin al kol oilam kul. When somebody learns Torah l'shma, he's not only protecting himself, he's not only protecting his family, but his Torah l'shma is a protection for the entire world. Shenemar b'tzel yodi kisi sicha. Levi Yom, Levi says, af mekarev is ha-geula. When somebody learns Torah l'shma, he's bringing the geula closer. Shenemar v'lemer l'tzio in amiyot. Omer Rishlokish. Kum lamed is ben chaviri Torah, a classic Gemara that relates to this week's parasha. Ma'al olav ha-kosav kilu ha-soy. So if somebody teaches his friend Torah, it's as if he made that person that he taught Torah. So if Reuven teaches Shimon Torah, Reuven gets credited as if he brought Shimon to the world, because in a spiritual sense, he actually did. Shenema ves hanefesh asha asu b'char. This week's parasha and parasha's lech lecha. So in the beginning, Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha. Avram leaves with his wife Sarai, with his nephew Loit, the isan nefesh asha asu b'char. Who were the nefesh asha asu b'char on? Says Reish Lakish, these were people that Avram Avinu taught Torah. Why then does the Torah talk of them as if Avram made them? Vanefesh asha asu b'charon elamai kolam alamid isben chaveri Torah mal olav akosov kilu asoy. By the way, we had this gemara earlier in the Masechta Sanhedrin daf Yutes Amid Beis. Over there, it's Omer Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yonasan, and he learned it out from another pasuk. The Torah talks of the bnei Aharon as if they were really bnei Moshe, and the gemara asks the kasha: Elo told us Moshe v'Aharon, and then the Torah talks about the bnei Aharon. Why then are they told us Moshe? Say Chazal, Kol Malamed is Ben Chaveri Torah, Mal Olav Akosov Kilo Asoy. Why there would we learn it from a Pasuk Parshas Bamidbar? Here we learn it from a Pasuk Parshas Lech Lecha. So that's Ray that we've spoken about in the past. Ve'in Kam Mekoyim Laharach, stating that there's a lot of Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. We'll get back to it later in the Daf. Blaz Rabbi Lozzi says Kilo Asoy L'Divrei Torah. If somebody teaches somebody Torah, it's as if he created the Torah. Shenemu Shmartem Es Divrei Habris Hazoyis. So if somebody teaches Torah, it's as if he actually made the Torah. If somebody teaches Torah, it's as if he's making himself, because he himself is steiging. It's as if you made yourself. If somebody causes somebody else to do a mitzvah, it's as if the person that got the other one to do it, it's as if he himself did the mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moshe and he tells him about the matah, the staff that you, Moshe, hit
the river with. Everybody knows Moshe had to have a karas hatoiv to the Nilus, and as a result, he couldn't hit the Yaar, but rather Aharon had to do it. So how could the pasuk talk as if Moshe did it? Somebody gets his friend to do a mitzvah. It says if he himself did it. So before we go weiter, just one short aura, and later we're going to come back to the longer aura. The shorter aura is, so the Gemara talks about if somebody learns Torah Lishma, all the wonderful things that come about it. Rav Alexandri said he's Mesim Sholim B'Pamal Yashal Mala U'B'Pamal Yashal Mata. Rav said it's Ki'ilu Bona Palterin Shal Mala V'Shal Mata. Rav Yochanan said he's Megan Al Kol Olam Kulay. Levi said Af Mekar V'Sagulay. Once heard from Rav Shmuel Yankiv Zatzal, said this during the Suda. He said that David HaMelech said, "Acha sha'alti me'esa Hashem, oisa avake, shifti beveisa Hashem, kol yomei chaya." See, the Vilna Gaon says that you find sometimes that a request is referred to in Tanakh as a she'ela, and sometimes it's referred to as a bakasha. So when is it she'ela, when is it bakasha? Says the Gaon, Esther, when she went into Achashverosh, she said, "Nafshi v'she'elasi." Va'ami bivakashasi. Nafshi, that on the one hand, the request I have is a personal request. Very personal. It's about me. Nafshi b'sheilasi. But at the same time, it's not only about me, it's about my nation. Va'ami bivakashasi. So the Goyen said that when somebody's asking for something personal, it's she'ela. When it's for the tzibur, then it's bakasha. Nafshi, personal, is b'sheilasi. For the tzibur, ami, is b'vakashasi. So Reb Shmuel Yankiv said, David HaMelech is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does he want? Shifti b'veis Hashem kol yomei chayei. He says, ichvol gemeit, that's personal. It's personal, it's a she'ela. But David HaMelech understood that when he learned Torah, he was megan al kol ha'olam kulay. So he said, acha sha'alti me'es Hashem, isa avakesh. It's a bechin of she'ela, it's a bechin of nafshi b'she'elasi. But at the same time, David HaMelech, halacha k'moyse v'chomoka, and we had the Agadat Gemara already here in Perek Chelek, when Doyog Adoymi spoke of the six milas of David HaMelech to Shaul, they were all milas in Torah. So David HaMelech was a bechina of Achashualti, but his Torah is also Megan al Kol Olam Kulay, thus it's Oysa Vakish, says the Gemara Vayit, the Api Kaira. So the third person mentioned in the Mishnah as the Elu She'en Lem Chelik Leilam Abba is an Api Kaira. Now, an Api Kaira is loosely translated is somebody that has bad Ashkafas, he has bad days, he doesn't believe in what you're supposed to believe in, he's cut from maybe the Yud Gimel Ikri Amunah, maybe the three Ikri Amunah, like the Sefer Ikrim says, but that's usually traditionally the way you would think of an Api Kaira. And if you look at the Rambam here, Pirush HaMishnayis, it's pretty clear that's the way the Rambam stood it. Stating that, we're about to learn Gemaras that are going to be a little bit mashma, that maybe we don't have the perfect definition of what an Api Kaira is. Let's see. Zok de Gemara, Api Kaira is. Rab, Rab, Chanin, Ami, Travayu, they both said, you know what an example of that is? I'm a Vaza Talmud Chacham. Somebody embarrasses the Talmud Chacham, he's an Api Kaira. Rabbi Yechim, Rabbi Shulman, Levi, Ami, Zem, a Vaza Chaveir, Bifnei Talmud Chacham. That's somebody that embarrasses his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. Zok de Gemara, Bishlam, the man, the Vaza Chaveir, Bifnei Talmud Chacham, Api Kaira, Zava. Bishlam, according to the man, that says that if somebody embarrasses his friend in the presence of a Talmud Chacham, he's an Api Kaira. So then I would say that a Mavaza Talmud Chacham Atzmoi is worse than an Api Kairos. He's a Megala Ponim Batayra, Havi. He is a Megala Ponim Batayra, because he's embarrassing the Torah itself. Elulamando Amma Mavaza Talmud Chacham Atzmai Api Kairos, Havi. But according to Mandama, that says that if you embarrass a Talmud Chacham, you're only an Api Kairos, then Megala Ponim Batayra Kagoymai. Then what's the definition of a Megala Ponim Batayra? Says the Gemara Kegoy Menashe Ben Chizki. It's like the Gemara's we had at the end of the daf yesterday, where Menashe Ben Chizki started questioning why certain psukim are mentioned in the Torah. V'chil hoyol Moshe lichtayv. Right, did it matter who Timna was, the Pilegesh of Esav, and that when Reuven went to take the Diduin, he did it b'tzirchitim. Either way, Menashe was someone that denigrated the Torah himself. That's an example of Megala Ponim HaTorah. So again, just before we go weiter, Pashu Pshat, what does that have to do with an Apikairis? So if you look at the Marsha says, Vaistais, the word Apikairis is not from the Shoyrish of Koifer, but it's from the Shoyrish of Chutzpah. That's what it means. So if somebody acts with Chutzpah towards the Torah, somebody acts with chutzpah towards the Torah, that person is an Api Kairos. And that's why the Chachamim understood that we're talking either about someone that's a Mevaza Talmud Chacham, or if someone's a Mevaza Chaveri Bifnei Talmud Chacham. The Chachamim also understood that a Megala Ponim HaTorah on some level is also acting disrespectfully towards the Torah. So the question was, how do you know to differentiate
between the apikoris, who's acting with chutzpah towards the Torah, and the megalopanim haTorah, who's acting with chutzpah towards the Torah. So one mandamar said that if you're mevaza the Talmud Chacham himself, you're megalopanim haTorah. That's more direct. If you're mevaza someone in front of a Talmud Chacham, it shows you're not really machshav the Talmud Chacham, because if you were machshav the Talmud Chacham, you wouldn't even embarrass somebody else in the presence of the Talmud Chacham. You'd have a certain awe, a certain yira in the presence of the Talmud Chacham. So that also shows a lack of respect. So you're also an apikoros. The other mandamar said no. If somebody is mevaza a Talmud Chacham himself, he's already the apikoros. So if a megalopanim haTorah is more of a mevaza Torah, who is he? That's Menashe Mechizkiah. He's actually being mevaza the Torah. He's questioning certain psukim. They could amass a lot of sefer. Some had the same exchange on the sefer. Megalopanim haTorah. Rav Chani Rami Zem mevaza Talmud Chacham. Rav Yochanan Rabbi Shulban Levi Amri Zem mevaza eschaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham. So the same exchange. Bishlam Milman Damar ha mevaza Talmud Chacham matzim megalopanim haTorah. Havi Bishlam Kuni Man Damar that says that if someone's mevaza Talmud Chacham, he's a megalopanim haTorah. Then mevaza chaveroi b'fnei Talmud Chacham, apikoros havi. That's one less darga luchura as it relates to being mevaza the Torah. So if you're mevaza the Talmud Chacham, you're megal upon him at Torah. If you're only mevaza chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham, you're apikoros. Eleman, I'm mevaza chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham, megal upon him at Torah havi. But if you tell me that someone that's a mevaza chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham, he is already a megal upon him at Torah, then apikoros kigayman. So what's less than that? Again, Megalopon about Torah seems to be the bigger bizayon. Apikoros seems to be the lesser bizayon. So if you're telling me that if someone's a mevaza chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham, that's the bigger bizayon, that's already Megalopon about Torah, so what's less than that? Amar Rav Yosef again, Hani da'amri, maya hanulu rabbanon. It's referring to the people that say, what do the rabbanon do for us? Like, what benefit do we have from the rabbanon? Lididu koru. It's true they sit and learn Torah, but who do they learn for? They learn for themselves. They're not doing anything for us. Now, the truth is, we just learned the Gemara a second ago. David HaMelech said, Acha shalti me'isa Hashem, oisa avakesh. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, then Amalei Abayo, hi megalopon about Torah namihu. These people that question what the Rabbanon are doing for the Tzibur, they're not just apikorsim, they're megalopon about Torah. D'chsiv emloi berisa yoyim avalaylo, chukais shamayim va'aretz leisamti. And what do you see from there? That the Torah, the world couldn't exist without Torah. So how could you tell me that they're only apikorsim if somebody's saying maya hanulu rabbanon? That's the biggest bezoyin. That's a megalopon about Torah, says the Gemara. Amrav Nachum Yitzchok mehachan amishmam. And I have another pasuk that proves that. Shenem avinasasi l'chalam akim bavurim. The context over there is stoim. Hashem tells Avram, I'm going to destroy Sodom unless they're tzaddikim. If they're tzaddikim, then I'll save Sodom in the merit of the tzaddikim. So what do you see from there? You see that a tzaddik is megan either way. So that can't be a dargoless. To the contrary, that's even a dar gemur. That's for sure megalopon about Torah. Elok again, the Yosef Kamei Rabbi says the Gemara. An example of an apikoros would be if somebody is sitting in front of his Rebbe, v'nafla leishmaita beduchti achriti, and this Talmud has a tzushtel. He wants to tell the Rebbe something. So he tells him, v'amar hachi amrinon hasam. Didn't we say what we learned? Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, didn't we have a ha'ara over there? What he was supposed to say was, V'loi Omar Hochi Omar Mar, didn't Rebbe say. So it's that level of respect that it's not on the level of your Mevaza Talmud Chacham. You're not a Megalopanim haTorah like Menashe. You're not a Megalopanim haTorah even where you say, Maya Hanulon Rabbonon. You're not even a Mevaza Chaveru B'fnei Talmud Chacham. Those are higher levels of being Mevaza the Torah. This is a little bit more subtle. You're not speaking with the utmost respect to your Rebbe, you're ready not be curious. Rava, Marava says, Hani Binyamin Asi, like people from the family of Binyamin the physician, the Amri, they used to say, Maya Hanul Rabban, what do the Rabban do for me? Ma'ilam Laisharlan Urva Vlayasulan Yaina. Says, I never heard a real good chiddush come out of these rabban. Yeah, once upon a time you'd see a tshuva with a big chiddush, but he said, I never met a rabbi who told me you can eat a raven. I mean, you can't eat a raven, it's straight. I never met a rabbi that says you can't eat a yaina. Meaning they were questioning that what are the rabban really doing? They're not being mechadish anything. Says the Gemara, Rav Kavi, Maisa Chesed Binyamin Kamei. If you would ever see a shayla from the family of Binyamin, so ki have a chazi b'taim leteira, if he had a reason to be matar, amalu, he would tell him, because apparently they were bakamarutzen. So he would, amehu.
Uritz, I should say. So he'd go he would tell them, Techsi the Kasharina Lachoriva. He says, you know, before he would matter, he said, I want you to know that this is really Osir, it's an Oiriv, but for you, we're being matterit. You know, you always say that you never met a Rav that says a big Kiddush. I'm saying a big Kiddush. Kabichazi, the time of Lisura, Amalu Techsi the Kasarna Lachoyoyna. If you would see a reason to make something Osir, he would do this at Rapapa. Rapapa says, you're going to Amri Hani Rabbon, an example of an Apikuris. Again, someone that doesn't have the right respect for the Talmidei Chachamim is Kigoin. He says Hani Rabbanon. If you take a look at Rashi, he says Tup Shatim. But the gist of it is those rabbis. That's the way he speaks about them. Rapapa says the Gemara Ishtali. Rapapa once forgot the Omer, and he said Kigoin Hani Rabbanon. The Esav B'Tanisa, and he fasted because he felt bad that he spoke disrespectfully. Again, these are all subtleties, but you see from the subtleties the level of respect that a person has to have for Torah and for Talmid Chacham Levi Bar Shmuel, for Avuna Bar Chiya, Habakom Mesakni Mitbechos Sifrei Debei Rav Yehuda. So Levi Bar Shmuel and Avuna Bar Chiya, they were once sitting together with Rav Yehuda, and they were fixing the mantlech that Rav Yehuda put on top of his scrolls. It says the Gemara, Kimotu Megillas Esther. When they came to Megillas Esther, Amri, they said, Ha Megillas Esther loy boy mit pachas. Right? Megillas Esther doesn't have to have a mantle because it doesn't have the same kedusha like the other Chav Dalet Svarim. But they said it almost rhetorically, as if they knew the answer, right? It doesn't need it. Amar Lahus, Rav Yehuda, who was sitting there, he was there, Rebbe, said, Ki hai gavim nami mechzi apikorsis. I'm going to teach you something, my Talmidim. What you just did is wrong. And that's also apikorsis. Your Rebbe sitting here, you don't pose the question as if you already know the answer. You're supposed to ask the question and wait for your Rebbe to give you the answer. Again, it's a subtlety, but you see from here what Kavod HaTorah is. Nachman Amazah Kaira, Rabbi Bishmoy. An example of this is somebody that calls his Rebbe by his name. Am Rabbi Yechon, and said, Mepnei Manenash Gechazi. Why was Gechazi punished? Mepnei Shekara L'Rabbi Bishmoy. Shenem Avayoyimah Gechazi Adoini HaMelech. He turns to the king and he says, Zoiso Isha, V'zebena asha hecheye Elisha. Now Elisha was Gehazi's Rebbe. So why do you mention Elisha's name? So you see from here that a Talmud isn't supposed to mention his Rebbe. As a matter of fact, that's why Gehazi, who gets punished. It was that caused the punishment to happen. But the bottom line is, Rav Nachman says that what he was guilty of was apikorsis. Because somebody calls his Rebbe by his name, that's an element of apikorsis. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Dibra maskel b'shmoy, sha'oimer ployni, ve'enoi oimer moiri rebi ployni. So what was the thing that Gehazi did wrong? Not that he mentioned his Rebbe's name. It's not the fact that he said Elisha. It's that he didn't say Rebbe Umayri Elisha. As if to say, had he said Rebbe Umayri, Mayri v'Rebbe, then it would have been okay. The problem is that he didn't say Mayr Rebbe. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis Kvoid Rabbi, it's in Yerudea, Simen Reish Membez. Mechaber says as follows, Oser l'talmid likreis l'rabbi b'shmoy. A Talmud's not allowed to call his Rebbe by his name. Loi b'chayev, not while his Rebbe's alive, v'loi b'moysa, even after his Rebbe dies. V'afilu likreis l'acherim sheshmom kishmoy Oser. You can't even call somebody else by the name of your Rebbe. Im hushem paloi, shein ha'kol regin likreis b'loi. Assuming that it's an extraordinary name, but if it's a typical name, then it's not a problem. So now you have the same exact halach and simon reish mem in Hilchis Kibud Aveh. Zokt Rama, aval shem sheregilam boy muter, lahaske shelo b'fnei rab. V'chol zeh dafko, kishe'inei maske rak shmoy levad. This is only a problem if you're only going to call your Rebbe by his name. Aval muter loymer Rebbe Moiri ployni. But if you add the words Rebbe Moiri, then you're allowed to call him by his name. In parentheses, on the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Kein mashma mi pirush Rashi perkhevik. And if you look at the guy in the Bir Agra, he says that this is the Makar as well. So you have a Rashi tucked away right here, Sanhedrin daf 100, Sanhedrin daf kuf, where you learn a halacha and Hilchas Kvayd Rabbi, that you're a ladder for it. A lot of people refer to their Rabbi by as Reb Chaim, right? Reb so and so. That's how we refer to these are the Rabbeim of all the Bnei Yeshiva. So I let him refer to them by that because he's saying Reb. If you wouldn't say Reb, then it'd be a problem. But as long as you say Reb, it's not going to be an issue. Incidentally, the Shach does point out that this is only true if you're going to do it Shaloi Befanov. But to call your Rebbe to his face
by his name, even if you say Meiri v'Rebbe, I'm B'Shach, he says it's actually Yosef. Zok the Gemara Vayter, more on the same note. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyah Kamei Rabbi Zeir. V'Yosef. V'Kamer, and he said, Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohitzi Nachal V'Beis Kochi HaKadoshim. Now, Osir Lavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take a Nachal. There's going to be a stream that's going to flow from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'Olav Kol Minei Megadim. And there are going to be fruits and trees, and it's going to be some beautiful, miraculous type of stream of water. Shenemar, how did you know? That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. V'ala nachal ya'al al-sfasi. What's going to be on the side of the nachal? Mizeh u'mizeh, kol eitz machal. Lo yibay lo leyo. V'lo yitayim piriyay l'chadosh al yevaker. Ki meimav, and where's this water going to be coming from? Min ha-miktash heim ha-yoytzim. V'ya piriyay l'machal. V'o leyo l'trufa. Amalei ha-usaba. So the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiya was sitting in front of Rav Zeira. And this is where Rav Yirmiya was telling Rav Zeira. He was darshaning this pasuk. It's in Yecheskel, Perek Memzayin. And he's talking about this nachal that one day is going to come from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And what's going to be there? Kol minei megadim. Mizeh u'mizeh It's Michael, lo yiba lo leo, v'lo yita imperioi, v'yo perio le Michael v'leo le truf amalei husaba. So there was an alta yid that was sitting there by Rabbi Yirmiyah, and he tells him, Yasha, you're saying very good. V'chein Rabbi Yechon. By the way, Rabbi Yechon also said this. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira, so he didn't tell it to this alta yid, maybe out of respect, but he told it to Rabbi Zeira. Ki hay gavne mechzi apikorsi. See, what he just did was apikorsis. If your Rebbe is saying something, you don't tell your Rebbe, yeah, Rebbe, you're saying very good. Yeah, we know that. You don't have a vote. You're supposed to have covet for your Rebbe. So what did this person do? We told Rabbi Yirmiyah, yeah, you're saying very nice, even though he agreed with him. Doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, oh, Malays, Rabbi Zeira was a maskin. Rabbi Zeira tells Rabbi Yirmiyah, huh? So you're a kamasayaloch. I don't think he did anything so bad. But what do you do? He told him, you're saying good. And he said, b'chinam Rabbi Yochanan, eli shmi'aloch ha-shmi'aloch. Hot, you guys, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Kadarish, Rabbi Yochanan was once sitting here, he was giving shir. And he said, asad Kadosh Baruch Hu love yavonim toivis magolis. Well-known Gemara. That Kadosh Baruch Hu one day is going to take avonim toivis, umagoli is very big diamonds. Shein shleishim ha-shleishim amas. They're going to be 30 amas by 30 amas. V'chaykik mem esab rumas. And Hashem is going to cut inside those diamonds an entrance that's going to be 20 amos tall and 10 amos wide. So if you assume an am is 2 feet, it's about 40 feet tall, and it's about 20 feet wide. Mamid Mashar Yerushalayim is going to place them at the gates of Yerushalayim. Shenema v'samti kadkoid shimshoy sayich u'sha'arayich la'avnei ektoch. Says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yechon is giving shir, and he's saying, you know, today you go shar shchem, shar this. One day, you know what the Sharma gonna look? You're gonna be walking through diamonds, the flawless diamonds. That's where you're gonna be walking one day. So there was a Talmud that was sitting there and he started laughing. He said, Liglagov, oh, you say Talmud, Amar. He says, Hashta today, kebeyasa de tzilzoloi le mashkechinon. You can't even find such a stone that's the size of an egg of a small bird. Kule hai mashkechin. Where are they gonna find these diamonds? So a short time later, his fligos vinasabayam. This Talmud happened to be at sea. Chazinu l'malachi Hashem. You see what a madriga he was on. He saw Malachi Asharis, the Kamenasri, Avodim Tevis Maragolis. They were sitting and they were schleifing stones. Omalu Hani Laman, who are these four? Amri Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamidim B'Shar Yerushalayim. Ki Yodah, so the next day he came to Rabbi Yochanan, Ashkechel Rabbi Yitzchak B'Yosef Vedarish. Rabbi Yochanan was chazering shir, right? He was saying it again. Omalei, Rebbe Drosh, Uluchanoe Lidrosh, Keshem Sho'amarto, Kachro Isi. I saw it. She should continue saying that Russia. This is how he's talking to his Rebbe. Amalei, Rabbi Yechonon told him, Reika, in Loira Isa Loihemanta, had you not seen it, you wouldn't believe. Malagli Adiv Chachomimata, Yov Be'ene, Vasoi Gal Shalatzavis. Everybody knows the Kasha. If Rabbi Yechonon felt that it was a Malagli Adiv Chachomim, so why did he wait until the next day to Yov Be'ene? He should have done it right away. So the Bali Musar say that it didn't bother Rabbi Yochanan so much that this person couldn't come. A lot of times you learn that you can't, it's hard to fathom. It's hard to comprehend. But the fact that the Nevi'im he didn't believe, Rabbi Yochanan's Messiah he didn't believe, but what he saw with his own eyes, that he did believe, Vice says you could believe it. You don't have a problem believing it. But sometimes people see things, I can't believe what you saw. But you could believe it. The problem is you just don't trust the Messiah that much. So you trust what you saw more than you trust Unzer and Messiah that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't masking to. Malagla Adiv Chachamimata Yov Be'enei V'Asoi Gal Shalatzomis. But coming back to the story. So what was the story? So Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yirmiyah, this Talmud was a Malagli Gadir V'Chachab. This Talmud was an Apikaris. Because he questioned what his Rebbe said. What this Alti he did, where he said, Rabbi Yirmiyah, you're saying good.
He was masking him. Had he questioned it, yeah, that would have been an issue. But that Saba didn't question it, so that already, that's going a little too far. That Reb Zeira said, I don't think I agree. That wouldn't be an apikurs. Right? The Gemara Meisvei. But Reb Yechanan said, Agav, in the story, that's what you do when you learn Agadata, you digress a lot. So within the story, the Gemara had said that one day there's going to be Pesach, Yashar Yerushalayim are going to be 20 Amos tall and 10 Amos wide. Right? The Gemara, Va'ilech Eskem Kamimit, Rameh said, Masayim Am, what it means is that the Shar Yerushalayim are going to be 200 Amos tall. Kishtei Koymesh Al Adam Arishin. Rameh made the Cheshmin because Adam Arishin was 100 Amos tall. Then we have a Gemara that it was Misoifa Oilam Vatsoifa. So then we spoke at the Adramah that says it was Derech HaFlaga. He really wasn't that tall. Maybe this was his real height. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda says Meya Am. It's going to be 100 Amos tall. Keneged Heichel V'Kaisalov, like the height of the Heichel. Shenema Hashem Baneinu Kedetiyem Megudolam Binu Reyeh B'Neiseinu Kuzoviyes Mechutov Eistav Nezeichel. Bottom line, is it 20 Amos? Or is it 100 Amos? Is it 200 Amos? And Rabbi Yechanan, Tosfos says it in Ksuvas Daf Ches Amud Aleph, as great of an Amora he was an Amora, and he can't argue with a Tana. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say 20 by 10? You have Tanoim, you have Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda, that both said it was either 100 and 200. Zok Tegemarki, come Rabbi Yechanan, Lechavi Debezik. Rabbi Yechanan wasn't referring to the gates that people are going to walk through. He was talking about the windows that you're going to have on top for ventilation. That is going to be 20 by 10. As far as the gates itself, much taller. It's going to be either 100 Amos or it's going to be 200 Amos. So the Pasuk, when it described what this Nachal that's going to be Yoytze mi base Kotshe HaKadoshim is going to look like. So it says again, Mizeu Mizeu Koleitz Meichel, Lo Yibol Oleu V'Leitem Piryoi, Foye Piryoi Meichel V'Oleu L'Trufa. Oleu L'Trufa, right? Oleu L'Trufa means that the leaves are going to have therapeutic qualities. They're going to have a koyach of refuah. Says the Gemara, Ma'eva Oleu L'Trufa, Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avedimi, Rabbi Chizos Machlokes Amiram. Chadama once said, Lahater Peshal Mala. What it means is, Rashi says, Lahater Pe Ilmim Sheyu Medavim. If somebody's an Elaim and he can't talk, he's going to eat these leaves and that's going to give him the ability to talk. The Chadama once says, Lahater Peshal Mata. Rechem shall akoris ha'oichlois mina alim nifkodes. That if there's a woman that's an akara and she can't give birth to a child, so this is going to give the woman an ability to have a child. It manami chiskiyam alahate pe ilmin bar kapora alahate pe akoris. Rabbi Yechanan Amar. Rabbi Yechanan says l'tshufa mamish. No, what it means is it's going to be something that's going to have the ability to heal all machlas. It's interesting because we learned the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Chelek, where the Gemara says that when people get up at Chias HaMesim, they're going to get up with their mum, but at the same time, they're going to have a refuah. Maybe this is where the refuah is going to come from. The va'aleu l'trufa. Either way, zok the Gemara, my l'trufa, meaning the Amiram thought that trufa comes from the word peh. Peshamala, peshamata, we're talking about an elaim, we're talking about an akara, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that says it's l'trufa mamish, it's going to be a regular, general medication that works, you know, for all types of illnesses, a one-size-fits-all type of super drug, then my l'trufa, what's the trufa? Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omar, l'toya ponim shel balei ha-peh. That there's another play on the word here, and that is that you have Talmidei Chachamim, that sometimes the Mesiris Nefesh, they learn Torah, and their face becomes black, and it becomes difficult for them to talk. They literally, they're affected physically from the amount of Torah that they're learning. They're going to have a refuah. So that's the peh. The peh is the peh of the Loimdei Torah. Torah shabi yudu barab simin, kol mashkir ponov shadu v'yotei b'edem azeh. If somebody's mashkir ponov for Divrei Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mavik Ziva Lo'olam Haba, Rabbi Yochanan learned it from Valeo Letrufa, but Shenemar, Rabbi Yehuda Rab Simon learned it from the Pasuk, Mareu Kalavanoin, Bachur Karozim. Abraham Tanakh Rabbi Chinlot, Mareu, as we Divrei Torah, Mazem, Kadosh Baruch Hu Masbi Lo'olam, if somebody starves himself for Divrei Torah, he's Maisa Nefesh, and he gives up from Hanoi Soilam Hazaf for Torah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maspil Olam Rosh Hashanah Yirvayu Mideshem Beisecho Nachal Adonecho Sashgeim Ki Yos Rav Dimi Yomar Os Hakadosh Baruch Hu Litin Lechol Tzadik Vatzadik Maloi Umsoi. One day Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give Maloi Umsoi. Rashi says, what does that mean? Maloi Chofnoi. So Maloi Chofnoi Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Teiva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a handful, a palmful of good for the tzaddikim. How do you know that? Shenemar Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lano Akel Yeshua Seinu Sela. So it says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu every day. Right? How do you read the pasuk? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamos Lano. Every day Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives us Akel Yeshua Seinu Selah, right? That's really the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. Baruch Hashem Kama, then you say Yom Yom. But either way, but we use a lashon of Yamos. Yamos means a palm, so this is going to be like a palm full of toiv. How could you say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us a palm full? Why not? Mi modad b'sha'oloi mayin v'shamayin bazeres tikein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he measures the waters, he measures mayim b'sha'oloi with the palm of his hand. And when he measures shamayim, he does it bazeres. Bazeres is one of your fingers. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palm has the whole world in it. So how's it possible that you, living in the world, can have the whole world? It's not possible. Can't give someone the world. He lives in the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, not in 22 minutes or in or ever. It's not possible. It's just not something that you could possibly do because the whole world is like Umsa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean when we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara, my time of the Shechichas Bagadata. So the Gemara says, Rav Dimi told Abaye, why weren't you there when we learned Tagadata? So what does that mean? You know, some people, I'm not sure. But either way, we were learning Perek Chelek. Damri b'mar Rava, b'shmeid Rava, bar Mari. Also, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'idul chol tzadik, v'tzadik, shleish, meiz, v'zor, alamas. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every tzaddik 310 worlds. Shenemar lahanchul oya v'yesh v'oitzroi seyem amale yesh b'gematria tlas meyev asara havi. It's not a kasha. Why is it a kasha? Because one day we're going to have 310 worlds. So it's possible that in your 310 worlds, again, this is the tzaddik, in the tzaddik's 310 worlds, he could have Malay Umsa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Malay Umsa Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the equivalent of a world, which would be a problem. You wouldn't be able to have it if you were living in this world. But if you're living in 310 worlds, then one of those 310 worlds can be Malay Umsa Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Dimi said, a Pashat the Teretz to Abayis Kashi. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer says, why Shaya Elomais? Why 310? Why 310? What's the magic behind that number? He said, because there's Taryag Mitzvahs and there's seven Mitzvahs Derabanan. So together, you have 620 Mitzvahs. But in order for a person to be able to sit and do mitzvahs, he needs people to help him. You have Yisachar and Zvulun. That's the way Klal Yisrael was built. So Yisachar does the Taryag mitzvahs, but at the same time, he has to split his schar together with Zvulun. Thus, Yisachar is going to end up with 310 mitzvahs, and Zvulun is going to end up, of course, Zvulun has to do the Taryag mitzvahs also. Telling you drush. So said the Heilige Chassam Sofer that Yisachar does the 620 mitzvahs, but he splits it with... The point is that Zvulun gets schar for everything that Yisachar does, not just for his learning. He's giving him Yishvadas, he's giving him the ability to do what he needs to do. So it's for that reason that, right, just remind me now, Yisachar is giving Zvulun Yishav Hadas. I mean, Zvulun's giving Yisachar Yishav Hadas. That's what we think. But if you remember Rabbi Schwartzman when he was here, so he spoke about why did Yisachar and Zvulun make the shutfas? Right? Why didn't Zvulun make the shutfas with Levi? Levi is, you know, Ichet, they have Choshev Yidin. So why did he make it dafko with Yisachar and he didn't make it with Levi? So he said because, you know, Zvulun needs Torah. That's what he needs. Zvulun's out. He's doing what he does. He needs a shutif. He needs a partner that's going to complement him. Zvulun's a good partner because Yisachar is a good partner because Yisachar is sitting and learning Torah. But he said, really, Zvulun needs something else. But Zvulun also needs his Yishev Hadas. Because the pasuk says, Zvulun l'chayv yamim, he's traveling, he's on the road, he needs Yishev Hadas. You know who has Yishev Hadas? Yisachar has Yishev Hadas, right? The pasuk says that Yisachar sitting, he's roiv, it's bein amish b'saim. I don't have the pesukim in front of me, but there's one pasuk that says it clearly. Help me out here, Shaya. But either way, but it's clear that Yisachar has Yishev Hadas. So Levi, he says, fakert. Levi is, the pasuk says, achalkin b'yakin v'afitzin v'yisrael. So Levi would be able to provide him with the Torah that he's lacking, but the Yishev Hadas, that he wouldn't be able to give Zvulun. Vayar Menucha Kitay, thank you very much. Chalchim Bayroiv, it's Bein HaMish B'Soyim. Yeah, Vayar Menucha, Vayar Menucha Kitay. Bottom line is, but this is a Shukfas. So on this world, right here, right? So Zvulun helps Yisachar, but Yisachar is helping Zvulun. The bottom line is, each one ends up getting 310 Olamos, but there's a Chiddush in this Chassam Sofer. There's actually a Chiddush La'alacha. Because Yesh Lachgar, Chakira 101, when Yisachar and Zvulun, when they split the pot, so how does it work? If there's $1,000 worth of schar. So Yisachar gets 500 and Zvulun gets 500, or no, they both get 1,000. Yisachar doesn't lose half his Torah. Yisachar gets the Torah that he learned, but being that Zvulun facilitated it, so he's also going to get schar. Or no, they actually split it. They cut the baby in half. How does that work? From this Chassam Sofer, Zvulun Gevei Mashma,
that they cut it in half. You have shayo lama, shayo lama. Either way, the income coming la harach. Tanya meir oimer the midah she adam moided moidedin loy. Now when Hakadosh Baruch Hu punishes or rewards, he does so midah keneged midah. How do you know that? Shenamar. What do you mean? It's a pasuk in shayo perek of zayin. Besasa beshalcha tirivena besasa with a precise measure. Right? It's very, very precise. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. V'chiyev shalei mekein. Is it possible to say that? Let's think about it. A person gives a handful of food, of money, to an ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do midah keneged midah. Noisam lo yumso leilam abba. How's that possible? V'aksiv shamayim bezeres tikein. Abayis kasha. The Shemayim Bezeres Tikein means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to measure the world with his hand. So the Maloi Chofnoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much greater than the Maloi Chofnoi of the Ani. So where's the, doesn't sound like it's Midah Keneged Midah, meaning Hashem is giving you much more. So he told him back, you don't hold that? Eizem Midah Meruba. Midah Toiv Meruba? Or Midah Toiv? What's greater? Midah Toiv or Midah Toiv? Midah Toiv Meruba is Midah Meruba. The Midah Toiv is Midah Toiv. It says, Vayitzav Shchokim Mimal. Vedal Se Shemayim Pasach. Vayamter Alei Malach. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them on, it says, Hashem opened the Dalse Shemayim, the doors of heaven. Ubemidas Peronius Uaymer, the Rubais Hashemayim Niftachu. But with regards to Midas Peronius, that's by the Mabel, so it says the windows of Shemayim open. Now what's bigger, the door or the window? Obviously, the door. So you see clearly, what do you see? You see that Midah Toiv is Meruba Midas Peronius. Okay, now that we established that, but Midah Peronius, Ksev Yotzavaro, Bipigreo, Anoshama, Poishim, Bikisoy, Latom, Loy Somos, we're talking about the Rishon, Bosad Lavoy, they're not going to die. The Isham Loy Sichbe, and their fire will not be extinguished. Vahayu Deiroin, Lebois, Lechol Basar. So the Pasuk talks about where the Rishon are burning in Gehenim. The Isham Loy Sichbe, the fire is going to burn, it's going to burn, it's going to burn, it will never be extinguished. Vahloy Adam, Moshe, that's not something that's possible in this world today. A person takes his pinky and puts it into a fire. Right away, he gets burnt. Either way, before we go weiter, so we had a classic Gemara in the beginning of the daf, a Gemara that relates to this week's parasha. Amrei Shlokish, Kamalamid is Ben Chaveri Torah, Malo Olav Akosov Ki Ilu Asai. If somebody teaches Ben Chaveri Torah, it's as if he created that person. Shenemar Ve'ez HaNefesh Asho Osu Bechara. Avram, Sarai, Loit, they all leave the house of Terach, but coming along with them are the Nefesh Asho Osu Bechara. Who were these people? These were the people, said Reish Lakish, that Avraham Avinu taught Torah. Why does it say that Ve'ez HaNefesh Asher Osu B'charon? So you say Meris, you see from there that if someone's Malami Ben Chaveir Torah, Malo Olav Akosov Kilu Yodai. If you take a look in the Medrash, it's in Bereishis Rabbe Perek Lamed Tes Yud Dal. Omer Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said, in Miskansen Kol Bohi Oilam Livroi, if you would take all the people in the world and you would ask them, I want you to create Afilu Yitush Echad, a little bug. They couldn't do it because they can never give it a neshama. How could the pasuk then say it's not possible for somebody to create something? How could the pasuk say that? Elo says the medrash, Elo agerim shegayru. We must be talking about the gerim. Reish Lakish's memory. It's a saw. The chida asks a gevaldige kasha. He says, we learned the Gemaras, we spoke about this a few times in Masechta Sanhedrin, that there were different Amiram that were able to create things using the Seif HaYetzira. So, somebody can create something, they Seif HaYetzira. He says, I don't understand Rabbi Lazar's Kasha in the Medrash. If Miskansen Kolboi Oilam Livrei Afili Yetush Echad, Edim Yechaylam Mizrik Bein Hashama, and that's how we know that when it says Vanefesh Asha'asa Becharin, it can't be taken literally, Mechateisi, it's not true. Maybe Avraham Avinu created these people. And he did so, but Seif HaYetzira. If the Amiram, Reb Chanina, was able to do it, then Mechateisi assumed that Avram couldn't do it. If Rabbi Bar Nachmani, who learned the Gemara, was able to do it, then why should you assume that Avram Avinu would be able to do it? And to add to the Kasha, you know who the author of Seif HaYetzira is? Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the one that wrote the Seif HaYetzira. So it makes perfect sense. Avraham Avinu is the author of the Seif HaYetzira. He was tzaddikim throughout the generations. Some say the Maral Prague, right? The Goylem from Chelem. So there were people that were able to create Goylems using the Seif HaYetzira. Maybe that's who the Vanefesh Asa Becharna. Azoy Freik Techida. The emes is, I'm going to tell you something interesting. There's a Yalkut Ruveni. It's in Parshas Bereishis. The Yalkut Ruveni says as follows. Al Yasek Odom B'Seif HaYetzira B'Chidi. If a person
If it's going to be Oisav Yisefi Yitzira, don't try this at home. But you shouldn't do it B'yechidi. Ela B'shnayim B'shleshi. You should make sure that you have another person there, or even a third person there. The Chsiv says the Yalkut Reveni. How do I know that? Because the Pasuk says the Es HaNefesh Asher Asu Becharon. It says Lashon Rabbah. So you see from there that a person shouldn't be Isaac, but say if it's Sirah Yechidi. But what do you see from this Yalkut Reveni? The Yalkut Reveni actually understood this Pasuk the way Rabbi Lazar said you can't understand in the Medrash, that it actually means to be supposed to be taken literally. Avram Avinu Krit, but he didn't do it by himself. He didn't do it B'yechidi, and from there you learn that a person shouldn't be Isaac. But the bottom line is, you see from here, that fakert, this hanefesh ha-sha'asa b'charen is supposed to be taken literally. There's a sefer called Chochmas HaNefesh, and the Gadam Chadashim brings it here in Parshas Lechecha. He says, HaMiyuchas LaRekeach. So it was written by none other than the Rekeach. And he says as follows, this hanefesh ha-sha'asa b'charen, I quote, She'avroham v'shem ben noyach osku b'seifa yetzira. Same exact thing that the Yalkut Reuveni says, but he gives us the rest of the story. You're not supposed to do it by yourself. That's why it says, V'anefesh asha osu b'choron. So we always take it to mean that Avraham Avinu was Megayer. Avraham Megayer, Sarah Megayer. It's like Rashi brings that Asher osu Lashon Rabbah, because Sarah was also involved in this Kiruv initiative. But loit the Yalkut Reuveni, that it means seifa yetzira. And fakir, V'anefesh asha osu teaches me you have to have, who was the other person? It wasn't Sarah. You know the other person was? It was Shem ben Noyach. But either way, a fascinating idea. I was just thinking that, you know, we've spoken out many times, the Chidos Kash and Birke Yosef. Yes, the Gevaldige Kash. The Gemara says in Masech Des Brachas, Rabbi Eliezer was once in Shul and he didn't have a minion. So we said maybe he didn't have a minion based on the Gemara's and the end of Perek Arba Mises, that he was put in Cherim, the Talmidim didn't want to go learn by him. But Rabbi Eliezer didn't have a minion. He was looking for a Tzenta. So he took his Eved Kanani, he was Meshachrim. And even though I'm Meshachar Avda Evde Basay, but High Mitzvah, the High Mitzvah, he felt that Tfilah B'tzibur, Parsha Zohar, that's the famous Rosh, that would be Deicha, you're not supposed to be Meshach Rav, Fred, the Chidah, Rabbi Eliezer, we know was Koichai Gadol. And by the way, from the Sugis and Arba Mises, we know he was Koichai Gadol. The Gemara says how he was able to make the 300 Kishuim appear and then disappear. He had tremendous supernatural Koichas. Right, you had the Gemara's by the Tanur Achnoi. He was able to do fantastic things. So Rabbi Eliezer was Koichai Gadol bin Yonim Elu. Why didn't he just create somebody? Say Fayetzirah. So the Chidah says, Mikan Raya, Ter Chacham Tzvi Shailo, that if you create somebody, say Fayetzirah, he wouldn't be, can't be a Tzaita. He wouldn't be able to be Mitzar Flaminia. But I was thinking, it could be very posh. You see from here that one person can't do it. That's the Yalkut Reuveni. Al Yasa God the Basefi Vitzir Bechidi. Ella Vishnayim Ubishlesha. Vanefich Asha Asa Bechar. Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer was able to do it, but who said somebody else in his minion was able to? You need two people to do it. You need three people to do it. Rabbi Eliezer maybe didn't have someone to do it alongside of him, and that's why he couldn't do it. Either way, but that's not what our Gemara says. Rish Lakish says that it doesn't mean literally that he created people, like Rabbi Lazar says in the Medrash, but rather what it means is he was Melamedes ben Chaver Torah. And the emphasis, if you look in the Targum, who by the way is Unkelus Sager, Mipi Rabbi Eliezer, interesting. By the way, if you look at the Targum says that Udvar Avram Yosorai Itse Vyosloit Bar Achui Vyos Kol Kin Yonoin Di Kenoi Vyos Nafshosa De Shabidu La Iraisa Bechara. So the Targum is going with Rish Lakish's pshat that these are people that he brought La Iraisa. And the truth is, if you think about it for 1 second, this Gemara is unbelievable. What you see in this Gemara is that if somebody teaches somebody else Torah, if somebody has a positive influence on somebody, if somebody helps that person come closer to Hashem, it's mala olav akosov kilu asoy. There's a Rashi in Mishlei. I saw Reb Shmuel Yankiv in his Zos Liakiv. He brings this Rashi on this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Pri tzadik etz chayim, v'loikeach nefashos chacham." If someone's loikeach nefashos, he's a chacham. Zokt Rashi, "Mishahu chacham." If somebody is wise, good businessman, koina loy nefashos. You know what he does? He buys nefashos. Shemelamdom derech toiv. Vareheim loy ki ilu konon. Ki inyan shenema ves hanefesh asha asu b'charen. Veleikeach nefashos chacham. If somebody makes a positive influence on other people, that if you're sitting down now, you want to do something that's going to help you one day. That's a very smart thing to do. A lekeach nefasha is a tax write-off, no. But a lekeach nefasha is a chacham. It's a very wise thing to do because you're going to be malo olav akasav ki'ilu asoy, And he quotes this pasuk, Ve'esan nefesh, asha asu b'char. You know, we always speak out the Chavos Havavos. But Chavos Havavos says in Shara Havas Hashem, I heard this from the Mashkiach, and before he said over this Chavos Havavos, he said that, you know, I'm going to tell you something very, very profound that some people might be a little taken aback by. So I'm going to give you a little bit of a hakdama. He says that his Rebbe, Rebbe Elyu Lapian, before he would say over a davar gadol from the Chavos Havavos, he would say, I want to tell you who the Chavos Havavos was before I tell you this. And he said that the Magid, you famously used to go learn Torah with the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef had a Magid that used to teach him Torah. And the Beis Yosef wrote a Sefer called Magid Meishar. And one of the things he writes there that the Magid told him is that he should have a Seder Kavua, he should learn Chavos Havavos every day. So he says, you want to know what the Chavos Havavos was? He has a Haskama from the Malach, who was a Shliach of the Yepishta. Can't have a better Haskama than that. And then he went on and said that Chavos Havavos is talking about the Maila of bringing somebody closer to Hashem. Hashtag Lakewood Fellowships, right? The Maila of doing Kiruv, of bringing people closer. We have our in-house Project Seed aficionado. Either way, so he said, but what's the Milo? But seriously speaking, so he said, Moshe Lamad David. He said, there were two people, they went out and they made an investment. So let's put it in our terms. One person had $10,000. The other person had $1 million. He said, the one that had $10,000 was a brilliant, brilliant investor. He returned 100% on his money. The one that had $1 million wasn't as smart. He was only able to return 10% on his money. So at the end of the day, who made more money? The one that had $1 million. Because 10% of $1 million is $100,000. 100% of 10,000 is only $10,000. Says the Chavos Havavos. When somebody is Vanefesh Ashasu Bechar, when somebody goes and he's mashpi on other people, all those people, when they're learning, they're working for him. They're on his payroll. He's getting credit for it. So even if you don't become the tzaddik betachlis ashlevos, where you can return 100% on your money, you're only returning a measly 10%. It doesn't matter. It's 10% on $1 million. In contrast to the person who could be betachlis ashlemos, but if he's by himself, he's not being mashpi on other people. All he has is his $10,000. His 100% return is only going to yield him at the end of the day $10,000. Mamish dvarim neflam. But I'll tell you, in beis medrash b'loy chiddush, and that is, I saw in Ramosha Scheinemann's sefer Oyel Moshe, beautiful sefer. So in his sefer Oyel Moshe, he says that he heard from the Alter Mikel. You know, one of the themes in the earlier first part of Masechta Sanhedrin was the Mesis Umadiyah. Yeah. Right? He has a very special place in Masechta Sanhedrin. How so? The Torah says, Loi Sachmo v'loi Sachas Olam. There's a whole bunch of different Gemaras and Halachas that influence this idea. You're not going to have Rachmanis on a Mesis Umadiyah. But the Alter Mikel Gezoh, we just learned the Gemara. Midah Toivas Merubah Memidas Peronius. This is so profound. He said, if when somebody gets a person to go away from Hashem, he tries persuading him to distance himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Torah say about someone like that? Loi sachmo v'loi sachas olav. So kal v'chomer ben benoishel kal v'chomer. Could you imagine the reward a person's going to get when he's meisus umadiach fakert, when he brings somebody closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Alter Mikel saw the meisus umadiach, who the Torah says, loi sachmo v'loi sachas olav. He took out something so positive. He said that if you go and you distance somebody from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach. So can you imagine what you're going to get if you bring somebody closer to Hashem? This is an amazing sales pitch for Kira, but either way, it's an unbelievable idea. It's an unbelievable idea. He brings a sicha from Yeruchim. The Yeruchim used to say that, you know, you try to be mashpi on people. He says, even if they don't get it, it doesn't matter, you're still going to get schar. He used to teach, hakele sa'om ha'anoshim va'anoshim v'taf. So Chazal say, ha'anoshim lumoit va'anoshim l'shmoya. Hataf l'mabo. Why did the children go? Lost his schar l'mivyein. What does it mean, lost his schar l'mivyein? That if you bring somebody, you bring him to a shir, to a kiruv seminar, to a Shabbos meal, to the koisel, just by bringing him there, even if nothing goes in, even if it doesn't work, but los is schar lemivyei, and the mivyei is always going to get schar. He says, that's what Mashkiach Rabbi Yeruchim used to teach. Either way, dvarim neflam abamot. So before we go weiter, we have to have a little bit of an introduction. That is, the Gemara now is about to mention Ben Sira. We're going to have a whole Amud Gemara of different proverbs that come from the book of Ben Sira. So Ben Sira comes up in Shas a lot, and we usually speak about it when it comes up, but just as this is really where it's at, it's Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis, so we just have to mention Ben Sira very briefly. And then, so who was Ben Sira? The Chelkis Mechoykik in the beginning of Eben HaEzer. So it's an Eben HaEzer, Simen Aleph, and Hilchas Pirya V'Rivya. Yesh lehistapik, isha shenis abra bambati. If a woman became pregnant, but she became pregnant in an ambati, im kaima of pruvu yesh lachker, if the father was mekayim pruvu the imikri benoy lechol davar, whether this son will be considered benoy shel ha'av. He says, "Ubilakute Maril Nimtsa." He found in the Lakute Maril, "She Ben Tzira Hayu Bnoi Shel Yirmiyo." Ben Tzira was the son of Yirmiyo. "She Rochatz Ba'Ambati." Yirmiyo was Rochatz Ba'Ambati, and then afterwards, that Zera was Niklat. From there came Ben Tzira, and he says, "A remez is ki Tzira begematria Yirmiyo." Tzira has the same gematria of Yirmiyo, and that's how your so says the Chalkas Mechaytik. You think that I'm just clarifying some hypothetical question, something that has no significance, lahalacha, something that can never happen. It could happen. Ben Tzira, the famous Ben Tzira, is none other than the son of Yirmiyo, and it came about al yudei nesabra bambati. I'll read to you the entire Lakutim Maril inside. He says, quote, Ben Tzira hu anoilad mizera Yirmiyo, the bas Yirmiyo, hoyser echatzas achar aviyah bambati chamin, the kolta zera aviyah, ונסעבר ויולדו, והכל מעידן עולה מרויב חסידוסה של איזינצי, אך הסכימו הכל שבאמבטי שרוח צוקולתו, והולדו נולד מקליטה זרע בלי תשמש, being that this child happened בלי תשמש, קורו לו בן זרע. They used to call him Ben Zera. Ukishagoda, when he got older, Vinisiadoloi, Hoyoboish Mishmoi. This child was very embarrassed of his name. Vahovchoi Shmoi Likroi Ben Tzira, Begematria Yirmiyo. That's what the Lukute Maril says. Now, it's interesting to note, and you have to be very careful with this, because we've spoken this out in the past, the Reb Chaim Volozhin, when he was asked to give Askama on the Maaser Rav, so the Talmidei Agro wrote the Maaser Rav, and it has the Uvdus Van Hoggis of the Vilna Gaon. So he was asked to give Askama, so he says that it's a good thing to do. As a matter of fact, they did the same thing for the Maril, that there was a Lukute Maril that was written similar to the Maaser Rav, based on the Uvdus Van Hoggis of the Maril, but he throws in a varf. He said it was written al Yidei Shab. It was written all day. Shamish Katan Shashime Shoysay. The truth is, there are a lot of things in the Lamakute Haril that the Achrenim say are very difficult to understand. Marcos Yam talks about it in his Sefer. But it's something, right, we've spoken out. Two Lakutim Marils in Masech to Sanhedrin. We spoke out once where he says the Rabbeinu Tam, when he had a Shveres Sugya, he would take his money, he would put it on the shtender, put it on the table, it would be Marchiv Daitai, and then he was able to understand the very difficult Sugya. Azoy Shteit in Lakutim Maril. There's another Lakutim Maril, also we spoke out this year, I mean, that's why I'm mentioning it, we spoke it out when we learned Masech Sanhedrin, where he says that what's an Asmachta? Is an Asmachta Deiraisi Drabonis? This is the famous Ritva throughout Shas. But what exactly is an Asmachta? So Lakutim Maril says an Asmachta is something that was awesome in Drabonin, but the Drabonin were afraid that if the Olam knew it was only Drabonin, they wouldn't be so careful. So they made believe it was a Deiraisa, they threw it into a Pasa, but really it's not a Deiraisa. The of England is far, it goes crazy. Shreis, Chaivakai, how can you say such a thing? That it's really the Drabonin were making believe it's a Deiraisa. So Chaim Volozhin already said, they shamish katon, sheshime shoisoi. So you have to be very careful with the Lakutim Maril. But the bottom line is, and there are those that say that there's no way this story could happen, but the Chalkas Mechaik does bring the Lakutim Maril. Lakutim Maril is quoted. So the bottom line is, but that's who Ben Tzira was. So Ben Tzira was the son of Yirmiyo, and he was originally Ben Zera. They traded it, they changed it to Ben Tzira, and the remez l'davar is that Tzira is Yirmiyo. Either way, Ben Tzira wrote Svarim. He wrote Proverbs, and they read, like probably you'll see, the Gemara is going to quote a lot of them right now, and they read almost like Mishlei a little bit. So much so that the Chachamim were worried about it. They were worried about it. They even thought that maybe you'd be included in the Chav Dalet Svarim. You have to take a look at the Margolis Hayam in Kamakoyme. But the bottom line is that they went ahead and they said that if somebody learned Sefer Ben Tzira, it's off limits. Incidentally, we did not have an authentic copy of Sefer Ben Tzira until about 100 years ago when they discovered the Cairo Geniza. So what the big find that they had in the Cairo Geniza was they found that a fragments of an original Ben Tzira. We have a Greek translation of Ben Tzira that supposedly was translated by one of his grandsons, but it doesn't work shava b'shava with the Ben Tzira that we have. But the bottom line is that that was the big find, supposedly, in the famous Cairo Geniza, the Ben Ezra Synagogue, right, in Egypt, but there was a Geniza that was sitting there for 1,000 years that was discovered. But either way, that certainly ain't kamakoy me'laharich. You can look it up yourself. Zok the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva said, Afa koyer b'svarim hachitzoinen. If somebody learns svarim hachitzoinen, he's also included in the people that are ein lechelek ba'olam haba. Tana, what's the definition of svarim chitzoinim? Sifrei minim. Sifrei minos, and if you take a look, the Achrenim say, even if a sefer is not minos, but it can bring you to minos, so that's the idea. Something that could bring a person to minos, that's the definition of svarim chitzoinim. Yosef Amar Rav Yosef says, b'sefer ben tzira nama osur lo mikri. Then when we talk about svarim chitzoinim,
you're also not allowed to learn Sefer Ben Sira. Why not? So there's an important Rashi. Rashi says, Sheyesh by divrei havoy, uba aleim lidei bitul Torah. You want to learn not learn Ben Sira? No kfira. It's not minos. But it's havoy. It's just frivolous. It's silly. And it's for that reason, it's going to lead you to a bitul Torah. So the spirit of the law, as it relates to why not learn Sefer Ben Sira, because you're just going to pachka away the time. And it's for that reason, it's the havoy shaboy. It's not the minu shaboy. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, my time, I don't understand. And going with Rashi's pshat, why are you telling me that it's divrei havoy? Let's go through a few verses in Ben Sira and let's see for ourselves. Ilei mishum dekasave, you mean this. It says, tintosh gildona meudne. And one thing you're going to see from this Gemara, that Amiram, we're pretty fluent in Sefer Ben Sira. Say, ilei mishum dekasave, tintosh gildona meudne. You shouldn't take the skin off a gildona, that's a certain type of fish, to leza mashka lechava, because if you take the skin off, you're not going to have anything to do with it. Ella, soli yasle benura. When you roast the fish, roast it together with the skin. It's like this, you're going to get something from it. So you're going to tell me that's divrei havoy? It says, I don't think it's divrei havoy. It says, why? You want to take that verse literally, imi poshtei by rice and amika, says it in the Torah. Loi sashchas haseitzah. There's an idea of baltashchas. And imi drosha, if you want to darshan it, then the drosha would be that oirech arakam ashmalon, the loi livo shalei kadarka. They would be referring to zivug, and it's talking about bia shalei kadarka, and there's nothing. It makes sense that he should say that. Maybe you mean the following verse. Basla avia matmoinashav. If a man has a daughter, so at first the father thinks that he has a matmoinas, literally a treasure, he has something very precious, but he realizes afterwards that she's a matmoinashav. Why? Because all she really does is cause the father not to be able to sleep at night. Bikatnusa, when she's a child, shemetispata. Maybe someone's going to take advantage of her. Benarusa, when she becomes a naira, shemetizna. Maybe she's willingly going to be mezana. Bagra, when she becomes a bagris, she gets older already, shemelichtinase. Maybe she's not going to get married, she needs a shidduch. Nisis, once she gets married, he's worried, shemelayilabonim. Maybe she's not going to have children. Hiskina, when she gets older, shemetasik shofet. Right, in the olden days, the machshefes primarily were women. So he said, first glance, he thinks that he has a matmoinus. So Ben Sira says it's a matmoinus shav. But the Gemara says, Rabbanan Amiyamru, he told him Rabbanan said the same thing. Right, another well known Gemara. We know it's not possible for the world to go around without boys and girls. Ashri Misha Bonav Scharim, Oiloi, the Misha Bonav Nikavis. Ella, Zakti Gemara, Mishum Dechsiv, because the Pasik says, maybe you mean this. It says, Leiseo Davia Belibach, person shouldn't be too anxious. The Gavri Givrin Katal Davia, because anxiety has taken down great people. But the Gemara says, Shlema said it also. That's actually quite wise. Daiga Belevish, Yashchena. Now, what does Yashchena mean? Rav Ami, Rav Asi. Chadom et Yashchena midaiti. Some say what it means is you should try to be masich das from it. That's the way you deal with somebody has something on his mind that's weighing on him. So try not to think about it. Chadom, to the contrary, Yashchena lacherim. You should actually talk about it. But either way, you can't. That's not frivolous. The Elim Shulam Dachsim, maybe it means this pasuk. Minah Rabbi Mitoich Beischo, V'lo Yakol Tovi El Beischo. Shouldn't let everybody into your house, says the Gemara. Rabbi Nami Yomer, Rabbi said it too. The tiny Rabbi Yomer, Loi L'mol Yarba Adam Reim B'tech Beisei. A person shouldn't have too many friends. Shenemar Ish Reim L'His Reiya. Rashi says you have friends, then fights break out. So too many is Eichet Nishgut. Eli Mishon Dechsev. Maybe this passing. Maybe this is the Divrei Havoy in Sefer Ben Sira. Dechsev Zaldekon Kurtaman. Zaldekon, a thin bearded man. I'm reading from the side. Is exceedingly wise. Avdekan Sachson. A thick bearded man is presumably a fool. So that's already shtosim. You're pushing it already because depending on how thick or thin your beard is, that decides whether you're smart or not. So they felt this is already frivolous. This doesn't make any sense. That's the reason not to learn Ben Sira. Additionally, he said, somebody pours himself a glass of beer, right? He starts blowing on the froth on top of the beer. It means he's not really thirsty. Because if he was thirsty, you just take it down. Let the froth get all over him. Doesn't matter. Drink it. If somebody says, tell me, how should I eat this bread? Like, which dip do you recommend, right? By the time he does it, the kiddush is over already. The time he figures out, he tries to find the fork, it's all done. Right, that person wasn't hungry, because if he was hungry, he would already talk to Gemara. Additionally, Ben Sira used to say,
It's not easy. If somebody has a part in his beard, right? Remember the old pictures? I think Humman in the pictures, that God has a spitze bud, but like on two sides in the middle, he had like a big hole. So, kuli amala yachlile. That person, he's the smartest man in the room. Why not? So, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, the bitukshe choshev kola yoim baribus. You know, he's always thinking, he's clarifying ideas. Mason yodi lezik, right? He's pulling his beard and knipzich. Umoshech, godem shebechashin. What does the smart man in the room do? He's always moving his beard. So, this guy, he's going to have the beard to the right, beard to the left. But, you know, it's like in the middle. Zok to Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Bilim mal yisod izbe darshinamu. Despite the fact that it was just said that Sefer Ben Sira is Sifrei Minos. And by the way, who said it? Rabbi Yosef said it. So Rabbi Yosef said, I myself would concede that there are mili ma'al yisod in Sefer Ben Sira. The mili ma'al yisod, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to learn. For example, Isha Toiva, Matana Toiva. Somebody has a good wife. It's a Matana Toiva. Bechek Yurea Leikim Tinosen. And she's given to somebody that's a Yori Elikim. Isha Ra, if somebody has an Isha Ra, Tzaras Labayla. She's like Tzaras to her husband. Mai Takante, what should he do? Yigoshena mi Beisai. Fiyisrape mi Tzarata. He should give her a get and he won't have a Tzaras anymore. Isha Yafa, if somebody has a beautiful wife, Ashri Baila. Mispa Yom of Kiflayim. It's going to cause him Arichas Yomim. Hale mei necha mei eisha schein, penti loche din tzudasa. A person should try to stay away from a woman that has schein because he may be seduced into her trap. Al tat eitzel baila, limsoich imoi yayin v'sheicher. You shouldn't spend time with her husband. Ki betoyer isha yofya rabim hushchas, because many people have had their downfall over an isha yofa, v'atsumim kolam rugea. And many people have died as a result of her. Rabim hoyu pitzei roichel. The ruchel gets hit and beaten up a lot. So Rashi, who's the ruchel? So the ruchel is infamous from the sugyas in Seyde Noshim, where the ruchel was a peddler and he used to sell tachshitei noshim. So very often he would find himself in a situation where he was miyachid together with a woman. The husband would come home, find them biyichud, and he'd beat him up. So Rabim hoyu pitzei ruchel. Hamargilim ledvar erva kenitzeitz maver gacheles. That if somebody causes somebody else to do an Aveira, specifically a Dvar Erva, he's like a spark that's igniting a Gacheles. Kechluv Malei Uf Kein Bateya Malei Mirma. That just like a coop is full of birds, so too their houses are full of mirma. Minan Rabbim Yitech Beischa, V'lo Yakol Tovi Beischa. You shouldn't bring everybody into your house, like we said earlier. Rabbim Yiru Darshu Shloimcha. You can have a lot of friends, but Gali Soitcha Lecha Mi'ala. But when it comes to a confidant, 1 in 1,000 you should trust with your secrets. Mishaycheves Chaykecha Shmar Pischa Picha. Even from your own wife, you should not tell, meaning you shouldn't tell her everything. Either way, we'll pick this up tomorrow.